The following program is for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Hey, it's time for another edition of Homolicious. It is our first show of the year 2023.
Oh, hi. Sorry we're a little late. Wow.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
It's a little late. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. Yeah, it's fine. And you're all here, too.
We made it. We're here. 2023.
And you can say Happy New Year the first time you see everybody in the New Year.
But this is
it. You can't say it after that.
No.
You can't just keep repeating it because, you know, then they send you to the worry doctor.
Yeah.
The worry doctor?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, he's got a case of the worries.
That makes it sound like your mom drank. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just like you keep repeating
during your
it.
Pregnancy.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. It kept her happy.
Yeah.
Anyway, my name is John Rust, and I didn't do any New Year's resolutions this year because I think New Year's resolutions are like writing checks on the bank where you don't have an account.
What's a check?
Oh, that's so cute. That is so cute.
I don't know what those are. Sorry, it must be before my time.
Yeah.
I'm just so young.
I had to write a check recently to so I could get my passport renewed, and I was like, I hadn't pulled out my checkbook in like 3 or 4 years. I was like, how the hell do I write a check?
Oh my God, Dan, I ran out of checks like 4 years ago and then just never reordered them.
Just never looked back.
Yeah, because like the only thing I used it for, once a month, I would pay rent back in like a couple houses ago. I would pay by check, and then it all went online, and I was like, okay, we're done here. I don't fucking
need this
check.
Don't have to worry
about it. Yeah, no thanks.
But what's a traveler's check? They sound cool and exotic. I have no idea what it does.
Were they really?
Yeah, like, oh, what are you doing? I'm traveling with my checks. Thank you.
Ooh, they were so good back in the day.
So, wait. So they were checks that you, like, took specifically on trips with you that said, like, this person is.
So I can't do that with a regular?
No, if you lost them, then you called the bank and they renewed all of them. So you could lose your wallet on a vacation and get all your money back.
Oh.
You went to the bank and, yeah. Yeah, you bought these travel checks, you showed ID, and you signed the top of the check with one signature, and then when you presented it to the vendor, you signed the bottom, and the two had to match.
Huh.
That's a lot of extra steps.
The two signatures had to match. It was on the same check. And then they honored it as money. And if you lost them, then the bank would just wire you money wherever you were.
Do they still have those?
No, I don't think so. Because
they probably don't.
You can put your debit card in any country I've been to and just get the local cash. And
the future. I love it.
We made it. We did it. We arrived. Yeah, this is wonderful.
Who needs flying cars? We've got debit cards.
We just... Okay. So far, I've explained how
traveler's checks
work. And I don't think anybody wants to hear.
No.
You're regaling us with your wisdom. I love it.
Yeah, it's like a Mrs. Roper Easter. I don't know what you're explaining, but it sounds fun.
It's like a Disney cartoon, and there's an owl, and everybody goes to the owl for advice. You know.
Now, did Mrs. Roper wear a muumuu or a caftan?
I think she was wearing caftans. I don't think those were muumuus.
Oh, yes.
Caftans, yeah.
She seems like a caftan queen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, caftan, yeah.
Caftan queen, Mrs. Roper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's that actress that played Mrs. Roper? What was her name? I forgot her name. Anyway, she was in a play, and we all loved Mrs. Roper so much because she was kind of a drunk, you know, in the show.
The gays loved her.
So we went and saw the play, and in two times during the play, she farted while she was doing her and the audience, led by me, fell on the floor because she walked across the stage and farted like while she was talking. And it was just, so we used to refer to farting as, oh, I gotta go, Mrs. Roper.
Gotta let out a big old roper.
Gotta blow a roper.
Yeah. Blow a roper.
Let it rope, yeah. That's really.
Her name was Her name was Audrey or something like that.
Yes, Audrey Lindley.
Audrey Lindley.
Okay.
Audra Lindley.
I always get her confused with Mrs. Garrett from The Facts of Life.
Right? They have similar looks about
them. They're like similar builds. They have that sort
of
like
hair up top.
Gibson girl hair, I feel like.
Yeah. So. Mrs. Roper had a drink in her hand a lot in Three's Company.
I mean, you would too if you were married to Mr. Roper.
Yeah. Also, sure. just walking around in caftans, I think you have to drink in a caftan.
Yeah.
I think it's a law in Palm Springs.
Yeah, don't all like caftans, they're sold with a martini glass, I would assume.
A drink coupon.
Some sort of cocktail glass.
Yeah. The ice is sold separately. Yeah.
Dano.
Oh, I guess it's my turn to introduce who I am, right?
Who are you?
I'm Dano. I'm a 30-something geeky gay. And did you ever know that you're my hero and everything I would like to be? I can fly higher than an eagle, for you are the Roper beneath my wings.
Oh, I'm going to break Roper. That was so beautiful.
Oh, Christ. I watched or I rewatched Beaches recently.
How is depression coming along for you?
No, I was like, okay, it's such a sad movie. I think I hadn't seen it since I was a teenager, and I like watched it as an adult, and I was like, this is stupid. This is so stupid. Oh, it's so cheesy.
Terminal illness is stupid.
But it just like happens out of nowhere. It doesn't feel earned. I don't know. I just did not care about it. I love the song. I love Bette Midler. I love Barbara Hershey.
You gotta earn that, Bette.
You gotta earn the illness, honey.
Honey, you gotta cough 3 times and then get sick.
Yeah, it just kind of comes. I don't know. I just was not into it, and then
I've actually never even seen it.
It's good. It's fine, but like it's not.
Yeah,
yeah. Be drunk or high. It's not anything. Yeah. Have it on the background.
It gave us little Blossom, you know.
I was just gonna say the only saving grace is a very young
Mayim Bialik.
Yeah, Mayim Bialik plays a young Bette Midler, and it's perfect.
Oh, it is so perfect.
That does make
it's
sense.
Like, duh, of course. Yeah. Like, that's the perfect person. Right. But that's it.
All right.
It's time for Stan's Pig Gay Movie Review. Beaches sucked. Let me tell you why.
Wow.
I had to like look up the lyrics for that song like on Google just to be sure. And it says the genres are pop and holiday.
What holiday?
That's not a holiday song.
Funerals?
What? Happy funeral day. Do we get that
off? Oh my god, grandma's finally dead.
Yeah.
Sing Beaches.
Sing Beaches.
Yeah.
It is kind of an inspirational. I'm sure it's been a prom song, it's been a wedding song, it's been a funeral song.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I can play that at a funeral. Yeah. Show.
Mother's Day.
Arbor Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole thing.
Me in the bathtub this morning. You know.
Did you ever know you're my hero? Yeah.
He's really new that inspiration. I think like, I can do this. I got this. I'm the wind beneath my own wings.
The problem was the
two
like, of
you just a sandwich.
Got that image in your mind of me in a bathtub, first of all.
It's tough.
I haven't had a bath. A real bath, like in years and years and years and years. I mean, when's the last time you got into a bathtub?
I feel like you'd be trying to sit in the tub and your knees would be all the way up to...
Yeah,
to,
I'm kissing my knees and it just looks like well, a Cirque du Soleil like, act as I'm getting out, you know?
Of the three of us, I'm the shortest at about 6 foot.
Yeah.
So baths are just like not...
That's not a thing.
Are just in the cards for me. Like, there are no tubs that are just like these giant, oversized... Where I feel like a little tiny person. No, I always feel like a fucking scarecrow.
That would take a lot of water to fill up that size of a bathtub.
Yeah,
for me to.
Yeah,
get into.
and that's yeah. wasteful in California.
Yeah,
we don't have
We're
that kind of water. So
friendly.
I think the last bathtub I was in was a jacuzzi, and I'm counting that as a bath.
That's not a bathtub. You got to stop bringing soap into the jacuzzi.
Yeah,
the ace.
You're leaving you like soap that. Scum everywhere.
With those water jets, you don't need soap.
Yeah, just let it rip.
You just aim your parts at that and just let it flap.
The last bath I took was, well, it started off as a shower, and then it shame spiraled into like a really depressing bath. I just laid down and just let the water wash over me because I was real sad.
That's okay. We've all had that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
just like take sit a shower down. And lay down. Yeah.
Then you just dried off and went home.
Yeah, they finally kicked me out of the bathhouse like, sir, you've been here for
you
4 hours.
You have stopped.
Your time's expired.
Yeah. You have cried so loud and you keep singing Wind Beneath My Wings. You got to get the fuck out of this bathhouse.
You're turning everyone off.
Yeah. except for that guy. You're turning him on, and we don't like to turn him on. So,
after 12 hours, you're not going to be more popular. So you better, you know, get the hell out.
You got to wait till the next round of people come. You know, you never know. Maybe
more
one
strangers.
Of these. Yeah, just bring in the next crew.
Dano.
Yeah.
I want you to look way over in the corner of the room.
Oh, okay. I'm getting out my opera glasses. Okay.
You see her?
Yes.
Huh?
Oh, what is she wearing?
She's
beautiful. Yeah,
she's oh my gosh. I mean, do you have any adjectives to even describe her?
Magnificent. Tumescent. Plump.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. She just left. All right. That ended that episode. Well, who is she?
It's me. I once flashed my breast to a New York City police horse while Aretha Franklin filmed it. Latina Turner.
Oh my god, my head hurts.
Did she have like her phone out? It was like, ooh, yeah.
There's that meme of her with like a handheld recorder.
Oh, I think I have seen
it. She's wearing little sunglasses and she's just recording something. It's from the 90s. It's fantastic. did I ever tell you the story about the day that Aretha Franklin died? I was in. I wasn't there. Who said, who said I was?
Dan, will you hum The Wind Beneath My Wings under this story?
I was in Colombia at the time, and I was in the city of Cartagena, and it's like on the Caribbean. And first thing in the morning, I find out that Aretha Franklin dies, and she's one of my like absolute heroes. And so it was a very tough death, and I was really bummed. But we were going on like a boat all that day to like go to like at different islands and like swim in the Caribbean, whatever. And so I'm on this boat, like champagne drunk, and we're in the middle of the fucking Caribbean. And the boat captain, I sound like an idiot. The captain of the boat is like,
Mr. Boatman.
He was like, we have like a little USB thing. Do you guys want to play any music? And before he got to the end of that sentence, I was like running at him with my Aretha Franklin playlist on my phone. So I have a very distinct memory of me being like three sheets to the wind doing Respect on a speeding boat.
Yeah,
like wearing a caftan and it's just like flowing, and so it was like,
you know what?
It was an homage. It was like this was my send off to Aretha Franklin.
Beautiful.
She would have wanted it that way.
Absolutely, and she would have said I was pitchy.
Yes, she probably would have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's another reason why this episode is very special, because this is the last episode of Homalicious where Dano will be part of our trio.
Yeah, I have to pack up the old podcasting equipment and just call it a day, unfortunately. I love this, doing this podcast with you guys. I really do. Like, it's one of the things like I look forward to like every week. Well, when we, you know, are recording weekly.
Look at the grounds.
Whenever that happens.
You
know. Yeah, look away.
Well, the week we're recording, he's really looking forward to it, yeah.
But with my work schedule has really super duper picked up, and we all have very different schedules in our, you know, our own professional lives. It's not working out for me to be able to record with y'all, because there's only like 1.5 hours every week that our schedules all align that I can do it, and I have to like, I'm working at work to the very last minute. I put my work keyboard away, I get out my podcasting equipment, and I record with you guys, and then I put that away and I bring out my work keyboard again, and I'm going back to work, and my mind was just like,
it was a
little too much. And I have so much faith in this podcast, and so much like I can really go places, but like in order for me to help it get there, I would need to devote so much more time to it than I can. And I know that you guys, I hope that you guys can, you know, have a good time without me, maybe. I don't know. And see what else you guys can do. And I'm going to be cheering y'all on from the sidelines.
That is so sweet. Well, we are going to miss you. And you'll make a surprise appearance now and then.
But yeah, no, this was great, Dan. We've done what?
43?
This would be 43 episodes. Yeah. We did 43 episodes together. That is 42 more than I thought we were going to do.
Yeah. I know. We gave it a really, so, I had a really good run here. I feel
you
like.
You do.
Like,
I mean, you have a nice back catalog of work now.
I can't think of anything I've done 43 times.
Sorry to your husband.
Oh, I mean 43 times the same way. Okay, now put that in. Now call him up and say congratulations. Yeah. There you go.
Well done, sir. I'm going to miss you guys, but you guys got this, and you guys are going to do fine.
No.
I'll tell you what. stick with us, everybody, because we're going to pretend like Dan's not leaving us in this episode.
Yeah, no, we're still going to give a great show.
Yeah, we'll just put that aside and push on. Push yes. out. No, pull out. No, what do we do? Oh, shit. Oh,
push it out.
Just push it out. Could you imagine if they screamed that at women during birth? Or they're just like, just push it out.
Like, I'm trying.
Come on.
I've got a dinner reservation. Christ.
I'm just seeing God's bell at 8. Could you get this baby out already? You know. Yeah, we'll stick around.
All right. Well, as Dan would have said in other episodes, I think this is going to be a great show.
This is going to be pretty dang good.
Well, I like it. I was like that. It's just, I think it's going to be great.
Hey, Dano. Hey. What's on your mind?
What's on your mind?
Okay, so I was wondering, do you guys, okay, after you go number two.
Oh, Jesus God.
What do you guys use?
Wait a minute. The new low for 2023.
Yeah.
And we started a little higher in 22, but here we go.
Hey, this way we got nowhere to go but up. Okay, so after you go number two, what do you use to, like, cleanse the air? Or do you just let it, like, just mellow? Do you use, like, an air freshener? Do you use, like, poo-pourri? Do you use, like, do you light a match? I'll tell you what I do. I do. I'll go first.
Yeah, go ahead.
I actually have these incense matches, like these matchbooks that are like different incense. There's like sandalwood, there's potpourri, there's jasmine. Ooh. And so after every number two, I get to like choose what I want my bathroom to smell like. And yeah, I just light an incense match. Just let it fly. It's great.
After every number two, you feel like a number one, huh? That's nice.
I really do. I just come out feeling like, refreshed.
You'll always be a number two for me. What?
No. You'll always be a number two in my heart.
Okay, Latina, what's your ritual?
Yeah, I mean, like, we enjoy a tushy, and so we...
Oh, a tushy bidet.
Love a bidet. Love a bidet today. Love a bidet tomorrow. Bidet.
Today and yesterday.
Bidet, babed, and beyond. but we don't have any like air fresheners, actually. I never use it. I feel like I just like close the door and kind of let it just...
Hope for the best.
Cry itself to sleep, you know? I don't know. I just like ferberize the smell.
I just slam the door and hope the wallpaper doesn't curl, you know? It just stays up there.
Well, it's an outhouse, so it's pretty easy to air it out.
By next year, I hope to have indoor plumbing here in Burbank, but we don't.
Yeah,
not yet.
That's on my intention list for next year. Yeah,
actually, it's doors. Very trendy to have an outdoor latrine now because it doesn't pollute.
I mean, an outdoor urinal's fine. I'm done with that.
Oh God, I guess I've not.
Nobody wants your crystal piss out there in the grass and shit. No, doesn't piss crystallize out there in the grass and stuff?
What?
That I don't know. Girl. I've been pissing outside a lot. I grew up in the country.
No, no, no.
You could just pee outside whenever.
You could, but you shouldn't.
I did not see this Mythbusters. What are you talking about?
No. We went on a rafting trip down the Grand Canyon back when they had a Colorado River, and it wasn't just a trickle. You know? It was a real river. And you could only pee in the river. You could not pee on the sides because it changes the ecology. Human urine, it changes, it leaves behind a crystal. So you had to pee in the river.
Huh. What about the health of the river?
The river is just so much bigger than the pus, than the pee that you could make. That it,
I don't know. That sounds like a challenge.
Wow.
Yeah, you had to bathe in the river with biodegradable soap. You couldn't bathe anywhere else.
This was a vacation?
Bathe in the pissy river?
Well, no, the river's going so fast that the piss was already down to the lake, Lake Mead, you know, by the time you peed. It's going really fast.
Remind me to not ever go to Lake Mead. I just realized it's just like full of piss and crystals.
Yeah, more like Lake Peed.
Thank you, Dan. Also, girl, you're peeing crystals. You might be sick. I don't know. Like
No. It turns. I'll research. Okay. It turns into something on the shore, and you're not supposed to do it.
It's going to take like a long time to turn into a piss crystal.
Ooh, great drag name.
Pistol?
Piss crystal.
Piss crystal.
Crystal piss.
Piss comma crystal.
Piss comma crystal. of the Passion of the Crystal.
Wait a minute, I thought of a drag name this week.
Okay.
It's Rhoda Memoir.
Ooh,
that's good. I like that.
She's seen some shit. Yeah, she's been places.
I was watching Mary Tyler Moore, and she said Rhoda, and it sounded like Rhoda Horse.
Yeah, Rhoda Horse. So Rhoda Memoir. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I also
good job.
Rhoda Biggin.
Rhoda Biggin. Nice. Rhoda Big One.
What about you, John? Like, what do you do to cover up your shit stank?
What do I do? I'll tell you, we have this miracle thing. First of all, it depends.
Oh, when you shit in your depends? Got it.
There's days where you don't care, and then there's days where you care, right? So I have a fan in there that you hit the fan with a timer, and it's an exhaust fan. So that... that'll help you. But
that'll help you.
So that'll help you.
That'll keep your eyelashes glued on during, you know. No, this
guy. Oh, my lip didn't smear. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
There's this thing called poo-pourri that you spray in the toilet before you go to the bathroom. And it leaves an oil film on the water. And so all your business goes under the water, touching the oil film. And then it's kind of hidden from there on.
Yes, I have used this poo-pourri before. But like, have you ever just had to go so bad so quickly? You're like, I don't got time to spray. I just got to go.
Right, right. Or you do it between your legs and your dick smells like flowers for the rest of the week.
Lovely. You know.
Well, mine already smelled like flowers. So we're just catching up to the rest.
Yeah, the wrong kind of flowers. So like, you know, those flowers.
Waylon.
Oh, dear. So that's your, what's on your mind, huh?
How to
clear the stink.
Right. I was just so excited to open up my new incense matches, and I had all these new scents to choose from, so I just wondered.
Yeah. The same.
What are the dude's poops doing?
When I grew up, we used to strike a match. That was there was a book of matches in, and my mother, and you'd be going to the bathroom, and she'd yell, strike a match! You know, like, you know, it didn't need to be shouted like that. It really didn't.
Yeah.
But she was a bit outspoken.
There is indeed a lot of shame in and around this thing that we all do. I mean, the poop's pooping right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody poops.
I mean, we've just come up with so many inventive ways to like try to cover it up.
I'll tell you, though, I do like our Western culture because they did two things. They put a seat over it instead of Japan, where it's like a Cirque du Soleil act, where there's no seat.
Just a squatty hole.
And you squat over a hole.
Oh, the hole in the ground.
And you pray to God you don't shit in your shoes. Yeah, so that's a problem. And the seat has been around for a long time, people. It's time to put a seat over that, you know, or a log or just something.
A log.
So that, you know, first of all, I was in a very obscure place in Japan, and I was priding that I'd never used one of those, and nature called, and I got sweaty, and I hit this restaurant, and I go, I've got to go in there. I go in there, close an accordion door, which leaves a 4-inch gap at the bottom, so that when you squat down, you can kind of see the next person that's waiting. I've got this Japanese woman that's kind of looking underneath the thing, going, speaking to me in Japanese, and I'm screaming, go away, the only two things I know how to say in Japanese, which I've forgotten. And there you are squatting over, and I kind of don't know what my relationship of my parts are to that hole in the ground. I mean, am I aiming correctly? You know,
right.
So I used to carry a little plumber's ball, you know, the little chain with the ball on the end, and then just
like a little pendulum,
and you know, do it and kind of figure out where it is, right? And then just squat and hope for the best.
Wow,
and it was terrifying.
Show your face in Japan again.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Yeah, because I mean,
absolutely terrifying.
Yeah. Imagine doing all that and then you just shit on the floor and you're like,
yeah. How about you've had a little bit to drink, you shit and sit in it. You know what I mean? That was my nightmare. It's just like, yeah. So okay, we've done that. The second thing we did that Europe didn't do is we added water.
There's no water in the toilet bowls in Europe.
They in Europe, you go, the porcelain curves, catches your business, and the water goes whoosh and knocks it into the hole. No. We go into water. See, and then it can kind of hide a little bit.
It can swim around.
That's the second invention I like. Yeah, is that it goes in water, and I'm sitting on a stool. I got my wish list.
It's very low.
It's just
like at the bottom.
Oh, no, it's in the center. So it's S-shaped. Yeah, and you're going on the porcelain, and then the water whoosh, washes it into the thing.
A classic.
So you do this big pudding pop there, and then you get to enjoy your work. You know, it looks like the Play-Doh Fun Factory in there. And,
it looks like the chocolate episode of I Love Lucy, you know what I'm talking about, with the conveyor belt. Yeah,
only adult movie version of it, though, you know. Yeah, Lucy Does a Porn. That was one of my favorite episodes. It really was.
It's a good one.
You should have seen Ethel in that one. Woo!
It's a good one. Yeah. It's a classic.
Loose as a goose. Yeah. Yeah.
Talk about gas. Yeah.
Hope you've enjoyed Poop Talk 2023.
Latina Turner.
Uh-huh.
What's on your mind?
What's on your mind?
Glad you asked. So this is actually, because you know all of our listeners love an inside joke. But this is actually a throwback, or like a callback to one of my very first What's On Your Minds from probably our first or second episode, where I talked about that there's a lot of three-legged dogs in my neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Are there more?
No, it's not that there's more, but I've just started naming them because there's so many. Like, I can't differentiate them, but there's so many of them that I see all of the time. So like in my head, and maybe to my partner a little, I did start to name these three-legged dogs. And so the first one that I thought of was Hedda Hopper.
I like Hedda Hopper.
I call one Hedda Hopper. I call the other one Skippy.
Skippy!
Yeah.
I was thinking Hoppy.
Hoppies, yeah. I mean, if they live by a brewery, which is pretty common here in San Diego, but maybe Hoppy. I called another one Tres Leches. It should shock you that I still have a couple more, because there's that many three-legged dogs.
Yeah, keep going. Yeah, yeah.
And the other one is called Threeny Lopez. Okay. That's a joke, I think, only for John, and like if you're over the age of like 60. Yeah.
Yep, that's me.
And then the last one I just named Lucky.
Lucky.
But there's just a lot of them. And so I've in my head, to differentiate them, I've started to name
them. Who's your favorite?
I think my favorite is Hedda Hopper. That's really it really does the trick. Yeah. It's exactly what I want it to be.
I knew a three-legged cat.
Sorry, go ahead. Tell us about this three-legged cat.
His name was Tripod, and I thought that was so cute.
That's funny. If you, I mean, like, lean into it. I would lean into it.
Yeah, call it out.
Lean into it. That's funny.
That's all he can do.
Doesn't have a choice, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't really have a choice.
All the dogs in my neighborhood have four legs. Every single one.
But you live in Burbank. Yeah. That's like,
I'm surprised they don't have five, you know? Yeah. You know, Lockheed used to be here and the dirt's dirty, you know, so I don't know, maybe. They built that mall, you know, over a polluted, terrible polluted ground. You couldn't do anything with it. That Lockheed property was
fine.
Yeah, that property was for sale for many, many years. And finally they just, yeah, fuck it, and build a Target over it. And so anyway, yeah. The batteries in Target stay charged so long. It's so weird.
Yeah,
They're hot when you get them.
Yeah, they're like, well, we're not wired for lights, but the lights work.
They still seem to be on, you know. Anyway, don't drink from the drinking fountain at Target.
I wasn't gonna. Don't worry. Yeah, it's, thank you. I've seen a woman lick that thing. I'm not gonna drink out of it.
No, I've seen a child fillet it to try and get more water, you know. Oh my God. And it's just wrong.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is I have trouble with something, and I think I have a solution. Oops, spit take. Latina just poured water across the room.
You son of a bitch. I have trouble with something. Yeah, I bet.
Do you need help to the bathroom?
Come on, Anna, get up.
You gotta use your poopery?
Nope. Everything in that department's fine. It's one department works. Okay, dear diary.
So far, so good. Yeah.
I pooped today, but I can't feel my legs. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, I have trouble with the name Greg and Craig. I never know if a Greg is a Craig or a Craig is a Greg. And I could know them for 10 years and still not know which is which. So I go, I never say it. I just, yeah. It's kind of, you know, kind of like taffies on the roof of your mouth. And so my solution is they need to decide whether it's Greg or Craig and eliminate the other one.
Okay.
I mean, it's, that's really going to help me.
Because, we just put this to a vote, you know, it's just like, and on the ballot in 2024.
Once and for all.
We're only going to have Gregs or Craigs.
You have trouble with Greg and Craig?
I mean, I know a Greg and Craig gay couple in Palm Springs.
Oh, that's wicked.
And I that just is. Kind of, you know, every time I call their name, I'm just like, 50-50, it's going to be one of them. It's good. Or maybe they'll just mishear and think.
But do you know the difference?
Wait, one's named Greg and one's named Craig?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Gay people are the worst. We're terrible.
I also know two gay couple. I know a gay couple. They're both named Caleb.
Caleb?
What are the odds of that?
What are the? I don't even know one Caleb. And he found another one and they dated each other?
Yeah. And they're fucking engaged.
I had a Caleb removed from my neck once. Yeah. From a dermatologist. That's a name?
Times two.
Caleb. Yeah.
What ethnicity does that come from?
They're both very Caucasian. Caleb.
Caleb's
a word. It's a name.
Caleb's like, it's like Irish.
Oh, okay.
It's like Irish. Caleb.
Caleb.
Caleb. Oh, your latte, Caleb.
Oh, Latina just kissed her Blarney Stone and started doing a little jig.
Oh, I didn't think you could see it. Jigging. Yeah. my Blarney Stone.
I didn't know you were that flexible. So anyway, I worked at a company where a guy's name was Craig. And the mnemonic device given to me by a coworker was, he's fat, so say Jenny Craig, but don't say Jenny. So every time I saw him, I'd go, hello, Craig. And it worked.
Brilliant.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
The other ones, Craig and Greg. Sorry. I got a neighbor named of those. I don't know what it. I don't know what it is.
I don't know which one.
I have two neighbors. They're Craigs and Gregs. I can't. I just can't.
You're just like, oh, hey, you.
You've got to move. There's no other choice.
It's really rude. There's no other names that get mixed up like that.
Do I get tripped up on anyone's names? I have a hard time with names. Just like I have to repeat them to people or I will not remember them. Like they could boldly to my face be like, hey, I'm Eric. I'm like, hi, I'm Stan. Nice to meet you.
And then it's gone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Someone told me it helps if you repeat it back. Say, nice to meet you, Eric. And then
I keep trying to say it like, so Eric, you know, like, well, anyway, Eric, like, yeah, because otherwise.
I guess Carol Channing was really bad with names and she wanted to know people's names. So she had an assistant follow her around with a Rolodex. Okay, so that's the year. And so when she met someone, the assistant would pass her the Rolodex card. And she would read the card and say, well, hello, darling. How are the kids? Martha and James. And because it would all be written on the Rolodex card. And people would go, oh, my God. I mean, they're just like, you remembered my kids' names? And no, it was the assistant passing her the card every time.
That is wonderful.
Brilliant.
I think it'd be really funny. I mean, that explains why she's saying hello, jolly, that one time. But it'd also be fun if there was like a Spanish Rolodex, you know, and she's like, hola, Darlene, como se llama? Yeah.
How's little Jesus?
Damas y caballeros. That'd be really.
They named the kid Jesus? She's all like, what the fuck?
Who's Jesus? I don't know if I'm doing Carol Channing anymore, but I'm close.
Well, it's a little Jennifer Coolidge, but I like that. She's the replacement for me.
Oh, she's our generation's Carol Channing. That's great.
She is, yeah. Oh God, I love
totally,
her so much.
Totally.
So much. I've been accused of talking like her for years. So.
Hi.
You? Really?
Well, at night.
What? Like, you sleep talk like Jennifer Coolidge?
My husband said that I will sit just from the kitchen go, I can't find the coffee filters.
And I can't find the coffee filters.
Yeah, he says, I say it so quietly and so lost, like I'm, you know, got my head in a cupboard, you know, and I can't get out. Oh well,
that's absolutely her cadence and like her rhythm.
Yeah.
Of talk. I love it.
What were we talking about?
I love her to death.
Oh yeah, Craig and Greg.
What's on your mind?
That is a Dr. Seuss book I would read. Which is a Craig and which is a Greg?
Craig and Greg.
You know. That'd be fun. Is it a Craig? Is it a Greg?
Yeah. And if he's fat, just go Jenny Craig. You know, that's what I would.
Helpful.
And
that'll
be, all the kids can just use that if they want
to. Yeah, because the kids know what Jenny Craig is. The kids. Are you kidding me? What year do you think it is?
So what if their name is Greg? What's a mnemonic device for if their name is Greg?
One goes Kruh, and one goes gruh.
Works for me, yeah.
Does that help anybody? Anybody in the loge?
Yeah. Anyone? Any hands? Yeah, no, it's a shame. It's a shame Barbara Walters died, because we're really, you know.
It's a really gross looking, it's Grody Greg.
Grody Greg.
Oh, Grody Greg, because that helps.
Grody Greg.
That helps. And then Krabby Craig.
Oh, yeah. No, this is going to be a great DreamWorks film. Yeah.
The second thought I had was...
There's more? Oh, Jesus.
When you're walking, and I walk my dogs every morning, and people drive their cars past me and make left turns, why do people lean when they make a left turn? Like, that's going to help them get across. I want you to watch. When people make left turns, they lean to the left.
Like, do I lean?
I mean, isn't it just gravity?
Like, that helps the car go. No, they're not going 70 miles an hour. They're going 15 or 20, and they turn and they lean.
Is it only left?
To the left.
They don't?
They don't lean to the right. But wow, they lean to the left.
To really pay attention next time I'm in my car.
Yeah. I mean, if you're driving a truck, even those guys don't. It's the soccer moms leaving their brats off at school.
Also, lean. A complete sidebar. But I was in a pool with some friends like a couple months ago, and our friend couldn't remember the name of the Tango Maureen from Rent.
Yeah,
and he was like, "What is the name of that song?" It's like he was like, "It's like the Salsa Marianne." I was like, "That's not it." It's like, you mean Tango Maureen? He was
close.
He was like, no, the Salsa Marianne. I was like, I promise you that's not it. I peed in that pool. I was laughing so hard.
That was on Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
A Latino kid arrived on the island, and she did a number with him. It was all very cute. And then he left in a boat and forgot to take.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's 2023, and I don't know if you know this, but Pantone, you know, the color people.
Love Pantone.
Well, they have selected a color of the year for 2022.
Is it brown?
No. Let's just go back to who sits with bated breath waiting for Pantone to announce what the color of the year is. Let's start there.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
It's so up their ass. I love it so much when they're like, the official color of the year. And it's like, uh-huh.
Like, why not? Every December, they make this giant announcement. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's for 22 or 23, regardless, because it's not going to change our way of life, right? But are you ready for the color of the year?
Lay it on me.
Oh, drum roll, please.
Viva magenta.
Huh. Viva magenta?
Not just magenta. Viva magenta.
Viva magenta.
It was the original name of that Elvis movie, but they changed it to Las Vegas. You know, because
yeah, they had a last-minute location change. Like, I guess Vegas now.
Oh, and Anne Margaret hated that.
Yeah, we got Vegas. Let's go over there. The executive said that this color is brave and fearless.
What?
It is powerful.
It's purple.
It is powerful and empowering. It's a boundaryless shade.
Boundaryless?
It is electrifying.
Wow.
It is audacious, witty, and inclusive.
Ooh, somebody got a thesaurus for Christmas.
I guess so.
Yeah. Check out this copywriter.
So,
I'm looking up the color now. It's I guess it's different than your average magenta.
Yeah.
Well, because it's like boundaryless and countryless.
It's like
a little
darker.
You know, has no fear. Yeah. And
yes.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we can even find an adjective to describe it. It's so amazing, right? It's like...
Yeah, they took all of them. They took all the good ones.
It's just so magenta.
Yeah.
Yeah. Viva magenta. The fuck does that mean?
He went on to say that this color is inspired by nature, that it is rooted in the prime mortal.
It's purple.
Because, are you ready for this? There's an insect called the cochineal that is this color. And are you ready for this? All food that is dyed red is the ground up insect that is made into the red food coloring that you eat.
Say what?
Yes.
We're eating a little bit of Viva Magenta, like when I have my Twizzlers nibs.
Nibs.
My Twizzlers nibs.
I happen to have it a little baggie right here by my desk.
Oh. For those of you playing the home game, it is a sandwich bag full of nibs.
Licorice.
It's mostly empty because I...
Wait, is it the kind that has the holes in the middle? Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they're like little. Like, you can barely see the holes. They're squished.
Right.
It's really good. Mm-hmm. Welcome to my Twizzler channel. These are Twizzler's nubs.
No, now you're calling them nubs.
Nubs.
Is it Greg? Is it Craig? Who knows?
What'd you call them a minute ago?
Nibs. Nibs. They're Twizzler's nibs.
Like Nibsy Russell.
Oh.
Nibs. Like my nibs are so erect right now.
Nibs and nubs. That was a vaudeville team I used to work with.
Oh, nibs and nubs.
Yeah.
Give them the old razzle dazzle, see?
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hand together for nibs and nubs.
Nubs. That's funny.
Nubs was short. No, that was the sad part, was that Nibs was tall, but Nubs was short.
Viva magenta.
Viva.
Yeah, nubby.
Total short guy energy. And Nibs is the straight man, right? You know, of the comedy duo. With a name like Nibs.
You go Nibs, and you go up.
Yeah.
And the other one, you go Nubs, and you go down. Yeah, because there's Nibs and Nubs. Yeah.
Yeah, but Nubs is like Danny DeVito.
Yeah. He's a living nub.
I love Danny DeVito, but he looks like a knuckle. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like one of your knuckles.
He looks like a nub.
He's funny and little.
He's great, though. A gift. Yeah. A treasure.
I bet him and Rhea just have, like, the best home life. I bet they're just cracking jokes at breakfast.
They're separated, Dan.
No!
Bad news for Dan.
I did not know this.
Oh, really? When did that happen?
Oh, well, like 15 years ago or something, right?
God. Oh, God. Okay, well.
They also probably had really weird sex.
Nibs and nubs. Yeah. Only it was nips and nubs there.
It was like, oh, my God.
Those are their chests.
Nibs and nubs, yeah.
God.
It was Rhea Perlman and Danny DeVito doing vaudeville. Man, that's fun.
I would watch the hell out of that.
You know what? I've got some other news for you.
Oh. Look at you with a subscription to a newspaper.
Yeah.
That's what I got. Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Are you ready for a career change? Because I have got the opportunity of a lifetime.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Okay, answer yes or no. Who here likes to drive wiener?
Wiener?
This is your opportunity now, because Oscar Mayer is currently recruiting the next class of drivers for the iconic Wienermobile.
Oh my God, yes!
Talk about a dream come true.
Sign me up twice.
You can drive wiener and ride it around town.
Yeah.
Yep. You'll be, for 1 year, you'll be the hot dogger gig.
Yes!
It is a sad ending, though, because none of us qualify for this. But this person will visit 20 states and will travel over 200,000 miles as the ambassador of Oscar Mayer, being a spokesperson at over 200 events a year.
Why aren't we allowed? Does it say no fags at the end?
No. They are looking for recent college graduates.
Well, hold on. I could have gotten my BFA at 35 for all they know. Thank you.
That's true. Right. They did say college and not, you know, night school for high school diploma.
Yeah, maybe had some wacky hijinks and went back to college maybe. and just went to did some keg stands and learned about life.
And wieners.
Graduating college seniors who have an appetite for adventure. So we're going to post in our notes below, who loves wiener?
I do.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, you're going to get a weird line on that one. That'd be fun, though.
It would. Like, can you imagine, like, everywhere you drive, like, people are just excited to see you? Like, you pull up into any parking lot, everyone's just going,
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be really the best.
Yeah. I mean, there is a really short list. It is like the ice cream man, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, and like Angeline. There's like only like three people that you're like excited to see roll up into your driveway.
Sure. And all three have something to do with your car.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre. And that's a coincidence, but it just does.
All three are terrible for you if you're a diabetic.
And you can catch something from all three. So I don't think people are excited to see the Wienermobile. I've seen it and I pointed at it like, oh my God, that thing's real, as it went by.
Like, what's that? I'm excited anytime I see it. It's because it's so fun.
I'd be so stoked. it'd be like seeing the fucking Loch Ness Monster. I'd be like, oh my God, it's real. It's in
Why
person.
Why aren't they booking this for Pride events? I mean, should be in every Pride parade.
Oh. Absolutely.
Oh, that is such a brilliant idea.
Missed opportunity.
We are helping them. Maybe I'll send them a letter along with my application to say I just finished with bartending school, or DeVry nursing.
DeVry online. Yeah.
I went to Trump University. I'm ready to ride this wiener.
I'm ready to ride this wiener.
Yeah, I assume that's how you drive it, right? You ride it like
you ride the top of it like a cowboy. Yeah.
No, that's how Latina rides it.
Or is it side saddle?
That's how I ride. Yeah, I ride side saddle on the Oscar Mayer wiener.
We will post that photograph on our Instagram page.
I promise you it exists. Oh, fuck. That's really funny.
Hey, it's time for a new segment in our show.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. Nibs and Nubs.
My favorite.
Oh, my God. This segment is called Rip from the Headlines.
This just in.
Paper tearing sound effects. Yeah.
So I have a new product for you. It's brand new. It's brand new. It's something old and something new.
Oh, gosh.
Not something borrowed and something blue. No, it is an old product that got a new face. Are you ready for this?
It's me. Yeah. Talk about new faces.
Campbell's Soup has a new soup
that
I want you to race out and try tonight. And what idiot in the boardroom named the new soup? Are you ready for the name?
Yeah. Oh, I'm ready.
The name of the new soup is, and I want to get this right.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Well, yes.
Wait. What?
The soup is called Well, Yes, with an exclamation point.
What?
And it's the most...
Well, comma, yes, exclamation point? Yeah,
well, yes. Should we have soup tonight?
Well, yes.
Stupid ass.
It's
all we have. We're poor.
It's made from the very best well water in Michigan.
exactly.
What the hell is... What's in it?
What the hell is in it?
I guess it's their answer to... Progresso, which charges $3.50 a can. So it's $3.50 a can.
But Progresso is fancy for some reason.
It is fancy. Well, the Well Yes is fancy now, too. But what idiot named this soup Well Yes?
Again, well, what's in it? I mean, like...
It's just soup.
Is it like their answer? So it's like their like an umbrella of Campbell's? Is their Well Yes umbrella that has lots of different flavors?
It's Campbell's presents Well Yes. I mean, it's Campbell's possessive Well Yes.
So something tells me you only ripped literally just the headline and not any of the article underneath it. You can't give us any details.
No, I know all about it. I know what flavors it comes in. It's also vegan.
Ooh.
It's one of the first vegan canned soups for you veganites.
Veganators.
Sounds weirdly like a slur.
I'm trying to be inclusive with the vegan.
I have to look this up now.
Thank you. You're really doing the best you can.
They really care.
So it's like a blanket branding for them?
It's their Cadillac of soups.
Okay. Talk about two words that don't go together. High-end soup. Are you kidding me?
You fall so far from the word high to soup. Yeah. You just crash.
Yeah. That's like saying debutante, hoedown. These are words that do not go together. High-end soup. What is that?
2023.
Well, it's available now. And
it's available at your local Walgreens, yeah.
Is it like they're trying to be like it's a wellness brand? Like, it's better for you, maybe. It's like, you'll be well if you eat this soup.
Nope. It's like the expression.
Well, yes.
I guess they thought the marketing for fuck yeah was already taken, you know? So, should we have soup for dinner? Well, yes.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Hey, this concludes another episode of Homelicious, our last episode with Dan.
So long. Farewell. Auf Wiedersehen. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Can you imagine trying to put all those babies to sleep?
Right.
Just every single one, they got to sing their verse. They got to say, it's just like, go to sleep.
Yeah, Liesl, get to bed.
Go to sleep.
Stupid little Von Trapps.
That ripping sound you hear in the background is me tearing Dan off my vision board for 2023.
See ya.
Well, yeah. I have to rearrange the whole thing.
You'll never be able to replace all of this.
Take him out of my Rolodex really quickly. Just not going to need this anymore.
I'm going to miss all of this shit. Keep it up.
Yeah. Oh, just keep on keeping on. You'll be all right.
You know, you really look like you're having fun up there. So
yeah,
just keep plugging away. Huh? Well,
I loved your hair. I hope you win.
Who knew that you could drive the Oscar Wienermobile?
I did not know that was a dream until you started talking about it. And I was like, you know?
And now it's a dream.
So right now.
Yes.
It's always been there in the back of my mind. And now it's in the forefront. Yeah. It's going on my vision board.
Bam.
I'm going to get the map of the location of it. And we're going to go and greet it.
You're going to follow it around like the McRib?
Yeah.
Because we should greet it. No, it goes like to grocery stores and parks. And then people come out and cheer and...
cheer.
Sing the song.
Do they get? I hope I get a balloon.
Do I get a hot dog? Like, do I at least get a hot dog out of this? Do they make hot dogs?
You don't get
thing?
A balloon, honey. You get a condom.
Yeah. Close
yellow
enough.
And red.
Long balloon.
Yeah. No. Like, do they pass out hot dogs out of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile?
Yeah, it just shoots out the back.
You gotta catch it with your mouth.
Well, Latina's over there. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm over there. I'm over there bending over in front of the Oscar behind the
she's
truck.
She's actually filleting the whole back end of the car. You know, it's just really ugly.
She had an unhinged jaw, but she got it all in there.
Yeah,
they like a that. Snake. Like a snake.
Homolicious, the Odd Pod, is intended for entertainment purposes only. The next episode will drop in a week. Please download and subscribe. The views expressed by the hosts and their guests are all their own. If you'd like to send us compliments, or praise, or nude photos, feel free to contact us at homoliciouspod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
See ya.